Have you ever wondered why some salespeople consistently outperform their peers? Laura, once struggling with one of the worst closing rates in her company, transformed her performance and exceeded her quota by 73% with one simple change, incorporating a short story into every sales meeting. This dramatic turnaround exemplifies the hidden power of storytelling in sales. The story selling method, developed through interviews with 71 sales leaders and tested with organizations like Google, Visa, and Oracle, has become a favorite resource for sales professionals worldwide. Endorsed by executives from companies like Aston Martin and Salesforce, the approach has gained recognition for its practical, tactical framework that helps sales professionals differentiate themselves in increasingly competitive markets. What makes this method so effective isn't complicated techniques or manipulative tactics. It's the authentic human connection that stories create. Stories aren't just entertaining. They're neurologically designed to influence decision-making. When Stanford professor Chip Heath conducted an experiment on information retention, he discovered that while only 5% of listeners could recall statistics they'd heard, a staggering 63% remembered stories. This memory advantage gives storytellers a significant edge in sales conversations, where being memorable often determines success. Further research by cognitive scientists has shown that stories activate multiple areas of the brain simultaneously, including regions responsible for sensory processing, emotional response, and personal meaning-making. Beyond memory, stories dramatically increase perceived value. Researchers Rob Walker and Josh Glenn demonstrated this in their significant objects experiment, where they purchased ordinary items from thrift stores for about $1.25 each, then attached fictional stories to them before reselling. The items included mundane objects like plastic toys, old coffee mugs, and decorative figurines. The result? Items with stories attached sold for an average of $36.12, a 2,700% increase in perceived value simply from adding narrative. Some items achieved even more dramatic results, with a simple glass bottle selling for over $100 after being paired with a compelling story about its origins. Perhaps most importantly, storytelling builds trust through biology. Neuroscientist Paul Zock's groundbreaking research revealed that well-crafted stories trigger oxytocin release in listeners' brains, the same hormone responsible for bonding between mothers and babies. This chemical response makes listeners more trustworthy, generous, and compassionate toward the storyteller. His study showed that character-driven stories with emotional content consistently caused oxytocin synthesis, while purely factual content did not produce the same effect. This biological response explains why, as sales trainer Mark Hunter notes, stories put customers in storytelling mode rather than defensive mode. When buyers hear a story, their natural resistance diminishes, creating conversation on equal footing rather than triggering defensive reactions to traditional sales approaches. Brain imaging studies have shown that when people hear stories, their neural patterns begin to synchronize with the storytellers, creating a phenomenon known as neurocoupling. But what exactly constitutes a story in sales? It's not a case study, which tends to be impersonal and forgettable. It's not a testimonial, which provides only snippets of customer experience. And it's certainly not a product pitch listing features. A true story is something interesting that happens to a specific person, not a company, told in a connected series of events to entertain, inform, inspire, and ultimately influence. The most effective sales stories typically follow a clear structure. They introduce a relatable character facing a challenge, show how they overcome it using your solution, and demonstrate the positive outcome that resulted. This structure, known as the hero's journey in narrative theory, has been proven to be particularly effective in business contexts. Recent studies in neuroeconomics have further revealed that stories can affect decision-making by reducing the perceived risk associated with purchases. When customers hear stories about successful implementations or positive experiences, their brains process this information as vicarious experience, making them more likely to take action themselves. Creating effective sales stories doesn't require natural-born talent. It follows a learnable structure. The most impactful sales narratives follow a simple 4-step framework that creates a compelling arc without overwhelming buyers with unnecessary details. The first step establishes context, the foundation of your story, providing when, where, and who. A simple opening like, 2 years back, I got a call from the head of purchasing at one of the largest retailers in the UK, immediately gives your story credibility. Follow this by sharing what's on the main character's mind, their desires, fears, or excitement, to make listeners care about what happens next. After establishing context, introduce the challenge facing the main character. This doesn't need to be life-changing. In fact, relatable challenges often work better in sales contexts. The challenge should be substantial to the character and described in enough detail to show what's at stake. If telling your own story, incorporate vulnerability by being open about imperfections, which builds trust with buyers who aren't looking for superheroes, but rather relatable partners. The third step reveals the response, how the main character reacts to the challenge through their decisions and actions. While real-life problem-solving often involves multiple attempts, effective stories focus on just one or two crucial actions that turn the situation around. This step demonstrates the character's agency and explains how they overcame obstacles, preventing listeners from thinking success came from mere luck. Finally, show the result, how the story concludes and the transformation that occurred. If the character felt overwhelmed before, they now feel in control. If sad, now happy. Focus on one or two meaningful sentences that demonstrate this transformation without seeming boastful. This step is ideal for including specific numbers that provide credibility, such as the client managed to close 39% more deals, or they reduced operating costs by 74%. This structure creates a complete narrative arc that engages listeners and demonstrates value. Colleen Stanley's example perfectly illustrates this. She establishes context by meeting Derek, reveals his challenge, believing asking for help showed weakness, describes her response, addressing his belief system, and concludes with concrete results, Derek getting 3 qualified introductions, one leading to a $250,000 deal. Great storytelling transforms mundane moments into unforgettable experiences by incorporating 3 key elements: surprise, emotions, and visual moments. These elements fight for your listeners' attention, influence subconscious purchasing decisions, and transport listeners into the character's world. To elevate your storytelling, employ 5 powerful techniques. First, use anticipation hooks, opening sentences that generate immediate interest, like, a couple of months ago, one of our customers found a very creative solution for exactly your problem. While effective, these should be used sparingly to maintain credibility. Second, create pattern interrupts that establish expectations, then break them. This technique leads listeners in one direction before introducing an unexpected twist. For example, my boss is the most chilled boss on earth. I thought he wanted to talk about soccer when he called me, followed by, but instead he said, "You, sir, you can pack your bags." These moments of surprise capture attention and make stories memorable. Third, reveal inner dialogue, the character's thoughts during crucial moments, making listeners emotionally invested. By sharing fears, hopes, or anxieties, "Oh shoot, that sucks, no doubt he'll call my boss and complain, goodbye bonus, goodbye promotion," you make listeners care about the outcome. Fourth, use outer dialogue, the actual words spoken between characters, to instantly make stories more visual. Instead of saying, "My boss told me that my pitch wasn't good enough," use direct quotes. "My boss said, 'Nora, you gotta work on your pitch. You won't close any deals if you stick to that approach.'" Finally, show emotions through physical descriptions rather than telling them abstractly. Rather than, "My boss was extremely pleased," try, my boss came up to me and patted me on my back with a big smile on his face. This technique makes stories instantly more visual by describing bodily reactions that listeners can picture. Remember that most stories people tell in business are unnecessarily complex. The most impactful sales stories average just 1 minute and 27 seconds, rarely exceeding 3 minutes. To simplify your stories, start close to the challenge without long preambles. Eliminate non-essential side characters and focus only on 1-3 crucial moments rather than including every detail. Expert storytellers maintain a range of relevant stories for key moments in sales conversations. There are 5 crucial types of sales stories, each serving a specific purpose in the buyer's journey. Connection stories are short, personal accounts of recent experiences that reveal more about who you are. Rather than starting meetings with standard small talk about weather or traffic, these 30 to 60 second stories build genuine rapport by sharing something personal that invites reciprocal sharing. When delivered with a follow-up question like, "How about you?", they create an environment where buyers feel comfortable opening up. Though it might feel awkward initially, especially for introverts, these stories have proven highly effective, with about 80% of customers responding positively. Industry stories delve into challenges or trends affecting your buyer's business landscape, positioning you as a trusted advisor rather than just another salesperson. These stories help ease the discovery process when buyers might feel overwhelmed by questions or uncomfortable sharing their problems. Unlike other story types, industry stories cover broader patterns rather than specific individuals. When delivering them, reference authority figures when possible, as 100 economists have more authority than your opinion alone. Success stories showcase real-life examples of how customers successfully used your product or service to solve specific problems. We're social creatures who constantly seek validation from others before making decisions, and these stories provide that validation. The ideal time to share success stories is when you're crystal clear on your buyer's pain points. When crafting them, remember that the customer is the hero, not you. You're merely the guide who helps them succeed. Always ensure your story is relevant to your current buyer's situation, industry, and pain points. Differentiation stories are narratives that genuinely set you apart by highlighting your unique approach to solving problems, supporting customers, or communicating. While inexperienced salespeople respond to "why you?" with generic claims about being a market leader, these stories demonstrate your unique value through concrete examples. Mike Weinberg's story about terminating a contract with a CEO who created an anti-sales culture demonstrates his commitment to honesty and results. While Thomas Gerber's narrative about connecting European clients with Chinese counterparts during the pandemic shows extraordinary commitment to customer success. Finally, resistance stories address the inevitable objections that arise during sales conversations. Rather than trying to overcome objections with logic, these stories appeal to emotions by sharing examples of customers who initially had doubts but ultimately benefited from working with you. Don't rush into your story the moment an objection arises. First, truly understand the buyer's concern by asking clarifying questions like, "What do you mean by that exactly?" Only after gaining clarity should you share a relevant story that addresses their specific objection. While having one story for each of the 5 types is a good start, ideally you'll develop 10-15 stories total, 2-3 variations of each type, to cover different customer segments and situations. This broader repertoire allows you to tailor your approach based on industry, company size, decision-maker level, and specific pain points. For example, a story that resonates with a CEO might fall flat with a technical manager, and vice versa. There are 3 primary sources for finding story material, each offering unique advantages and perspectives. The simplest approach is examining your own experiences. Review your CRM and close deals systematically, asking, "What problem did the client have? How did you help? What was the impact?" Look for situations where you stood out, surprised clients positively, or helped achieve exceptional results. pay special attention to cases where you overcame significant obstacles, found creative solutions, or delivered results that exceeded expectations. Even seemingly routine interactions can yield powerful stories when you identify the specific value created. If you lack systematic after-sale communication, reach out to satisfied clients for brief conversations about their experiences. Schedule short, focused discussions about their journey with your product or service. Ask specific questions about their experience, how it solved their problem, what measurable results they've achieved, and what particularly stood out when working with you. Focus on concrete details and metrics. For example, "We reduced processing time by 47%" is more compelling than "We improved efficiency." This approach either yields great stories or valuable feedback that can improve your service delivery. Either way, you win. You can absolutely tell stories that aren't your own, provided you handle them appropriately. Select helpful colleagues with relevant experience, particularly those in customer-facing roles or who have been with the organization long-term. Request a brief interview without requiring preparation and ask about their experiences helping clients. Don't overwhelm them with vague requests like "tell me your story." Instead, ask specific questions about happy customers, their challenges, solutions, and results. For example, "Can you tell me about a time when a customer was particularly skeptical at first but became a strong advocate?" Always get explicit permission to use their stories and note whether client names can be disclosed. Create a story bank, a central repository for capturing, classifying, and remembering your stories. Use any medium that feels comfortable: Google Docs, Evernote, Notion, or a journal. But electronic storage offers better accessibility and searchability. For each story, record: title, something memorable and specific; use case, when to deploy this story; target audience, role, industry, company size; key point or lesson; story type, why us, why trust us, etc.; source, personal experience, colleague, client; bulleted summary of key plot points; relevant metrics or specific results; permission status for client names. This organized approach ensures you'll remember key details without having to memorize entire narratives, while making it easy to quickly find the right story for any situation. Review and update your story bank regularly, adding new stories and retiring ones that become dated or less relevant. Beginner storytellers often hesitate to share stories, fearing they aren't good enough or perfect. Like an elephant tied to a rope that could easily break free but doesn't because of conditioned beliefs, we too are often held back by self-limiting thoughts about our abilities. The first step to overcoming these barriers is recognizing what self-limiting beliefs are holding you back. Common beliefs include, "I'm a terrible storyteller," "My English isn't good enough," "I don't have any interesting stories," or "I'm boring." Becoming aware of these beliefs is crucial, as they directly impact your storytelling ability. Once identified, challenge your belief by examining whether it's actually true. Look for external evidence, not just your inner thoughts. Ask yourself, is this belief grounded in reality? What are the supporting facts? Did I always think this way? Is there evidence contradicting my belief? Become aware of how this belief impacts your life. What will you miss out on if you don't change it? What will you gain by adopting a new belief? Understanding both scenarios creates urgency for change. Ask yourself how this belief serves you and how your life would look in 3, 6, or 12 months without it. Replace your old belief with a more positive, authentic one. Instead of "I'm a terrible storyteller," try "I may not be the best storyteller yet, but I've got a few cool stories to tell." The word "yet" is powerful. It acknowledges your current situation while maintaining faith in your potential growth. Finally, test your new belief in real-life situations. Start with low-risk actions, like telling a friend about your day. Replacing self-limiting beliefs takes time and consistent effort over months, but the transformation in your confidence and abilities is worth the journey. Visualization can also help build confidence. Laura Wilkinson's Olympic gold medal in platform diving, despite 3 broken bones in her foot, demonstrates its power. Begin by setting a specific goal for your story. Find a quiet place to relax through deep breathing, then create a detailed mental picture of successfully delivering your story, including the setting, your confident delivery, and the positive outcome. The more vivid and realistic your visualization, the more effective it will be. Story selling isn't about delivering a 5-minute monologue. It's about exchanging dialogue. As Mike Weinberg notes, a great story is a conversation and not a presentation. The key is weaving stories naturally into your conversation with buyers, creating an organic flow that feels authentic rather than rehearsed. Research shows that 82% of top-performing sellers regularly research prospects before reaching out. Start by researching your buyer on LinkedIn to gather basic information about their company, industry, education, interests, and experience. Look for shared connections, mutual interests, or similar career paths that can serve as conversation starters. Pay attention to their company's recent news, achievements, or challenges. These data points help you craft relevant stories that resonate with their specific situation. For example, if you notice they recently expanded into new markets, you can share stories about helping similar companies navigate expansion challenges. When it comes to listening, research by Gong Revenue Intelligence revealed that top-performing sales representatives listen 23% more than lower performers. Top reps talk 43% and listen 57%, while bottom reps talk 66% and listen only 34%. This dramatic difference highlights how crucial active listening is to sales success. Before telling any story, you need to understand your client's business challenges and goals to select relevant stories. Practice techniques like reflective listening, where you paraphrase what you've heard to ensure understanding. Once you understand your audience, define what you want your buyer to think, feel, and do after your meeting. Having clear objectives helps you prepare stories that support these specific outcomes. For instance, if your goal is to demonstrate ROI, prepare stories that highlight measurable results and financial impacts. If building trust is the priority, focus on stories that showcase your reliability and long-term client relationships. To avoid awkward story introductions, use a brief statement explaining why you're telling the story. Acknowledge what the buyer said, mention it reminds you of a similar situation, and ask if they'd like to hear about it. For example, what you're describing reminds me of a challenge another healthcare provider faced last year. Would you like to hear how they addressed it? Use words like example or case instead of story to prevent resistance and maintain professional credibility. You can share your prepared story in one go or pause occasionally to check in with the buyer with questions like, does that sound familiar? Or would it be helpful if I shared what they did to overcome that problem? This creates conversation rather than performance and allows you to gauge engagement and adjust your approach accordingly. Include specific details and metrics when relevant, but keep the overall narrative concise and focused on the most relevant aspects to your buyer's situation. Avoid awkward endings like, that's my story, by smoothly transitioning out. First, recap what you learned from the experience. Then, ask about the buyer's experience or feelings about your solution. This approach naturally bridges the gap between your story and their current situation, making it easier to continue the sales conversation productively. Consider ending with open-ended questions that encourage dialogue, such as, how does this compare to your experience? Or what aspects of this solution interest you most? Setting ambitious rather than merely achievable goals is key to transforming your storytelling skills. When goals are ambitious, they force you to grow faster by upgrading your habits, skills, and beliefs. The SMART framework works well for goal setting when achievable is replaced with ambitious. Illustrated through the author's personal story of increasing his business revenue target from $50,000 to $500,000, ultimately achieving $210,000. This exemplifies how stretching beyond comfort zones leads to breakthrough results, even if the original target isn't fully reached. Other examples include salespeople who set goals to double their presentation opportunities or master 5 new industry-specific stories each quarter. Goals alone aren't enough. Specific actions are needed to achieve them. For each goal, select up to 5 specific actions with clear deadlines across 4 areas: crafting stories, improvising using the 4-step structure, finding stories, interviewing colleagues for ideas, building confidence, rehearsing and visualizing, and delivering stories, conducting pre-meeting research. For instance, commit to interviewing 3 successful colleagues weekly, writing 2 new stories each month, and practicing delivery for 15 minutes daily. Create a story bank organized by common sales scenarios, objections, and customer pain points. To ensure follow-through, define the minimum acceptable version of each activity you'll commit to without exception on difficult days. This might mean spending just 5 minutes brainstorming story ideas or practicing 1 story delivery instead of 3. Create rewards before activities by visualizing goal achievement and feeling the sense of accomplishment. After activities, practice gratitude for taking consistent action. Finally, conduct weekly structured reflection to track progress and identify improvements, using questions like, what stories resonated most and which elements need refinement? The journey to becoming an effective storyteller doesn't require perfection. It requires practice. Don't wait for perfect stories. Start practicing immediately with family, friends, and coworkers. Any occasion is an opportunity to hone storytelling skills, from casual lunch conversations to formal presentations. Track audience reactions and engagement levels to refine your approach. Build a support network of fellow storytellers who can provide feedback and accountability. Remember Maya Angelou's wisdom about the agony of bearing untold stories. Your stories deserve to be shared, and your buyers deserve to hear them. Through consistent practice and application of these principles, you'll transform not just your sales conversations, but the results they produce. Success stories from practitioners show improvements in close rates ranging from 20% to 45% after implementing these methods systematically over 3 months.